Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. The Reverend Daniel McMiller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
We read from our appointed lesson, Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Now I watched when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures say with a voice like thunder, "Come!" And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and its rider had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he came out conquering and to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come!" And out came another horse, bright red. Its rider was permitted to take peace from the earth so that people should slay one another. And he was given a great sword. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come," and I looked and behold a black horse, and its rider had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard what seemed to be a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and wine." When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and its rider's name was Death, and Hades followed him. And they, that is these four horses, were given authority. These four horsemen were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and with famine and with pestilence and by wild beasts of the earth. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. Dear Christian friends, yesterday, the liturgical church read together from Psalm 90 these words. "The great day of the Lord is near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty man cries aloud there. A day of wrath is that day, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. A day of trumpet blast and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements." And so also yesterday, the Christian church said together, as it has from the time of our parents' first fall, "Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." Our appointed reading from Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, prophesies the bitterness that the fallen world will endure as we await the final day of the Lord's judgment. Our proper response is a prayer for mercy. While this vision tells the Christian church that we need to endure difficult days before the Lord's return, the vision is also God's merciful message to us that in the midst of the horrors of this fallen world, the Lord Christ, the eternal Son of God, he who was slain and now sits upon the throne, the Lamb, it is he who opens the seals. It is he who is at one and the same time the Lamb and the Good Shepherd, who has his merciful hand upon each of these forces depicted by the four horsemen that blindly and fiercely attack the world and even the Christian church. The Lamb of God, who came to earth for our deliverance, who lived his perfect life in the flesh as our substitute, who obeyed God's perfect law while the devil and the world rose up against him, who, though he is eternal and omnipotent, humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross. It is he who opened the seal and has perfect control over all evils that assail us in this fallen world. He knows our needs. He knows our afflictions. He is the Lamb, and he is also the Good Shepherd. He is your Good Shepherd. You have heard it said often, 2020 has been a terrible year. We will never forget it. Your Christian friends, 2020 is not the culprit. There are many years and even many decades, most decades in the sad train of human history that should be viewed with the same type of sadness and skepticism regarding our fallen human condition. What perhaps stands out more than anything in 2020 is this generation's ignorance about the long, awful history of man's evil upon man and the incomprehensible and merciful long-suffering of God. What we have seen only a glimpse of in 2020 is what has always been there: Satan's fury, mankind's fallen nature, your sin and mine. Even those who, by God's grace, confess the name of Christ are not always necessarily the victims. We are not innocent bystanders. We and all our forefathers must confess that we are too often willing participants in the dysfunction, evil, and rebellion since the fall. But the Lord, the Lamb, he who was slain and sits upon the throne, he endured our sin. He endured and endures our hatred and ingratitude to redeem us, to redeem even all the world. With Paul in his letter to the Thessalonians, we are reminded, so let us then not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, Paul exhorts us, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. These are indeed undeniably dark days that hopefully, as Psalm 90 also says, teach us to number our days on this earth. But in them, we confess our sin, and we confess our faith in a God of mercy who has given us great and precious promises to dispel from us the works of darkness. He has given us, through our baptism, a washing and regeneration, making us his dear children through the adoption of baptism, clothing us with the righteousness of Christ, burying us with Christ, so that we might rise again to new life and on that last day to eternal life. He has dispelled from us the works of darkness, giving us his word of life, his word of love for us, in the forgiveness of our sins proclaimed to us, and in his precious body and blood in the sacrament, the light of his Son, Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of all our sins and the certainty of eternal life in heaven. He who created the earth and all that is in it, the wind, the rain, the stars, and all the heavens, he is our good shepherd. He, the Lord of life, suffered and died for us and has opened unto us the gates of paradise. Our prayer is to this most merciful God who loves us and died for us and rose again for us to have mercy and to come quickly. As some of us may have sung in the hymn yesterday, we long to see you face to face with all the saints in that blessed place which you have purchased for us. O Jesus Christ, do not delay, but hasten our salvation. We often tremble on the way in fear and tribulation. O hear and grant our fervent plea. Come, mighty judge, and set us free from death and every evil. The Lord Almighty is merciful. He is gracious. He is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He is the Lamb who was slain and now sits upon the throne, and he is also always the Good Shepherd who loves you, his precious flock. To this Good Shepherd we pray, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And come quickly. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Carl Mueller, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.